둘, 셋, 파!
Borahe Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 80.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Just looking for a good emoji from my screen.
Consequence Podcast Network.
And welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith with It's the Interview Series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org. Consequence and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks, as always, for making your way here, for checking out the episode. Hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with the entire series. You get three brand new interviews sent to you every single week. A new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. It makes it a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover those new ones at any of the usual spots, including Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith with. Also, don't forget, give the series a rating, leave a review. I always appreciate that so much. We've had some great guests lately, including Luke Hemmings, 5 Seconds of Summer, MGMT dropped by, legendary actor John Malkovich, Paloma Faith, Kula Shaker, Slow Pulp, they were all here. Daryl J. Johnson from Drunk History, Aldous Hodge, you know, here from Leverage and Black Adam, Mary Timoney of X-Hex, Natalie Morales was here to talk about Self-Reliance, and the director of Argyle, Matthew Vaughn, just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. And that's me, Kyle Meredith, today talking with Ross Lynch and Rocky Lynch. Together they are the Driver era. Of course, you also know Ross as the actor known for Austin and Ally, Teen Beach, and the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, among many others. We're going to be talking about their latest singles, including the just released Get Off My Phone. They'll tell us about playing a hometown show for last year's Live at the Greek album. We'll have some fun talking about having more women fans than dudes, and their constantly shifting musical directions. We'll discuss how the latest single's a breakup song with a very modern problem. It's pop punk guitars, and how their showbiz upbringing directs their multi-genre sound. And Rocky's going to give us a peek into their pre-show music vibes that includes cuts from Kendrick Lamar and Punkin' Machine. And we'll also hear about the eventual possibility of a documentary, and if they, as they've claimed, will actually release 3 albums this year. All that and more as we discuss the new single, Get Off My Phone. It's Kyle Meredith with Ross and Rocky Lynch of the Driver era.
What's up?
Good.
It's great to see you both. It's great to hear new music. I say that, but it's been like nonstop new music, I feel like, for the past few years. First off, how's it going? How you both doing out there?
We kind of full sent the Grammy week's over, like kind of both under the weather a little. Today I actually feel like pretty good. I feel like I've been following the weather for some reason. So like the last 2 days it rained. I feel like I could barely open my eyes. And now today I'm like, I'm kind of, maybe I could do a few things. Weird. But yeah, I feel pretty good today. How you feeling, Ross?
Good thing you live in California then.
Yeah, shit. Damn, what's that pic on the wall? Holy.
That picture?
Well, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm at mom's house currently.
So there's parents' house.
Pictures on the walls.
Yeah, it's like a museum there. It's like an antique museum. It's kind of crazy.
The past.
All sorts of No, I'm doing pretty good. I feel like I got a little bug from all that Grammy weekend festivities or something, but yeah. I'm doing all right.
Man, the Grammy, it really does sound like the Grammys, like that'll hit you hard with everything that goes along with it.
It's dangerous. It's dangerous out there.
Well, it's just like, you know, they want you to pull up to these events, and there's like a few events every night. And like, you know, we're young musician type artist people. So like, we like to have a good time. We like to dance and stuff. So we just fall into it. But it's definitely a good time though.
Honestly, it was kind of nice because we knew we had some studio time booked this coming week, and kind of like going to some of those events, just kind of like walking around, talking to random people, seeing people, was kind of inspiring. So it was nice. It was actually like a good time.
Yeah, those little conversations where they can take you. I need that every now and then too. I get mine here. That's really what it is.
Heck yeah.
Let's talk about what's going on with the Driver era. First off, Live at the Greek, that album. So is this do you guys count this as a hometown show?
Yeah, I feel like yeah.
Yeah, more Colorado, I guess, because we have more friends here now. So yeah. I guess that probably.
And I feel like we spent more than half our lives in LA, so it definitely has kind of always had like this feels like home. And even some of like. Some of the music vibes we bring kind of have like a West Coast California thing to it still. There still is a little mountain town feel in there somewhere. But like Colorado is almost like the age, like it's like you're too young to like fully register a lot of those memories. Because I think I was like, when did we move out? I was like 10.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. So it's like right before, like there's some things you still remember and you still have some family out there. And there's like, I remember like playing hockey and stuff, but yeah, it's almost like the years where you actually started like learning things and kind of taking things in was we were in LA.
Well, one thing, you know, I want to obviously hit on the music, but I also want to say that, or ask rather, were there any guys in that crowd whatsoever? Because I'm telling you, it doesn't sound like there's a one.
Definitely.
Not quite as loud.
Yeah. They got that low baritone. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I know there's a couple because there's a couple dudes we play hockey with that pulled up. So I know they made it.
Yeah,
it's you know,
if we had to pick, I would take it just as it is. Like I much prefer a crowd of girls than a crowd of dudes, to be honest with you.
Maybe like we do like the who is it Rush, like later in life we, you know, we
oh start, yeah
we start playing
that's some... the other way around though. I feel like Rush has like they were like the dudes band.
That's what I mean, like maybe like when we're like 60, if we make it that far,
when you're doing your prog rock albums,
it'll just be like a bunch of dudes like drinking some beer and we'll be out there like, where did all the fucking chicks go? Holy shit.
You know, you hear that from bands though. It's like we started the band to meet girls and then only the dudes showed up. It's at least you don't have that issue.
Yeah.
It is a fun show to listen to. It was a really fun show to listen to. It felt like with the way you guys have been talking and I don't know if this is actually the case. So this is the question, but it felt like this is like, here's this live album as sort of the end of a chapter. Do you look at it like that at all? Is it what it represents to you?
Initially it wasn't. But I feel like it's becoming more of that energy as it's kind of gone on. Like we didn't set out with that intention necessarily, but it's kind of becoming that.
Someone else was telling us that where they were like, so many bands, like once they put out like a live album or something, it's like, it does like put an end to like a chapter. Like, I can't remember what bands he was talking about. And once this dude said that, I was like, yo, that is... It's like, yeah, I guess that almost just happens. So, yeah, it does seem like we kind of been getting ready for something new. Yeah, it does kind of feel like that. It really does. We're like, we've been in this house that we're about to move out. Like a lot has kind of just right been on that edge of change. And I think, yeah, the live album probably just put the period on it.
Especially because a lot of times live album, you know, depending on the show, it's also your best song. So it's a greatest hits in a way. It's like that's the best of, and here's what's next.
Yeah,
pretty much.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with the Driver Era. So we've had two singles so far with Rumors and now Get Off My Phone. And both of these are, I want to hit on Rumors first because my first thought was like, this is great night driving music. You know, and especially just coming from, you know, the Summer Playlist album and everything. And, you know, and so much of that was like Nile Rodgers meets a little bit of post-punk thing happening. I don't know how you guys saw that. You know, it's, I love the style that you were coming, but you know, what is the liftoff point? How do you get from that to what we're hearing on Rumors to eventually, you know, what we're hearing on the next singles? Like, I don't know if you can see the shifts in real time, but musically, how did you end up where you are right now?
By chance, pretty much. It's just kind of, we're just kind of like, we're kind of experimental when it comes to like our approach and process. So like kind of whatever we think is cool will stick.
I think, there's also like an inevitable wanting to always like do something new. And so I think that kind of just keeps like leaking into the music vibes, because even we've been hitting the studio the last couple of days and we still are like always kind of on this wave. Okay, hold on, we got something new right here. Let's go right here.
That's our biggest hindrance to productivity, is the fact that we can always start a new vibe way too easily. Honestly, it's like if we're hanging out in the studio for some hours, it's like, and you have that anything is possible. We truly do feel like, I feel like that's why the studio is so fascinating and fun for us, is because it's limited. It's limitless possibilities. So it's like so hard not to dive into that world of infinity when it's just like egging you on. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's to me, you kind of just said it how it all, like, it's one of those things where it's like, that's kind of why we're able to keep making music, is because that's really what we enjoy. And then it's also like our, like you just said, like our biggest fucking hindrance.
Yeah. I mean only when it comes to our bank accounts, but
no, but like in like that is kind of how it works. It's like you see that so often, where it's like, because somebody's so able to like do this thing so well, or like whatever, like whether it's just fucking like, again, we're just constantly like wanting that new fucking creation thing.
Yeah.
It's almost to, like we never want to infinity, bro. Buckle that's down.
That's how it feels to me, for sure.
Well, I'd love to hear about this new one with Get Off My Phone, because the crunch of the guitars is great to hear on this one. You know, that it's got a bit of that 2000s pop punk feel. What's the story? What's the story on this?
It's basically a breakup song. And it's about the modern dilemma that people experience when someone's no longer in their life. You know, a lot of people have the temptation to go and see what someone's up to on social media or what have you. Or honestly, your phone will show you memories of this person, and it doesn't feel so great. So that's essentially what it's about. It's like, can my phone stop showing me your face so I can like move on and live a happy life, essentially, you know what I mean? So it's about that.
Find it in the algorithm.
Yeah.
And it's funny that used to not be a thing at all. Like that's not specifically a song that we could have written in the same way. Anybody could have written in the same way 15 years ago or whatever. You know, it's like that's
totally.
It's
get off my.
I mean, when did the iPhone come out? Because it's really the iPhone's fault.
The iPhone.
Like, let's be honest.
But this song only exists because of the iPhone. That's the other way, right? That's
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. You need both.
Yeah. No, but we're really excited about this song. I like this song a lot. I'm happy it's coming out. I hope people enjoy it. I like that we have like this little. I think the song's gonna be really fun live, honestly. And I think as many live songs as you can have as a touring group like we are, I think that's a good idea. So I'm really excited to get this one on the road and start playing it live.
Yeah, and that sound. I mean, you know, I said that 2000s pop punk sound, and it is, and it's that's so different from Rumors and where you left off from that. It's but that specifically has been so interesting to watch lately because that sound was here and it left and it came back and it hasn't left. Like, what is it? What is
there
it?
There was like a lot. Yeah, there's like a good amount of different artists that were like randomly within the last couple of years were like, oh, I'm just gonna do some fucking pop punk shit. Like, you're like, whoa. And they're like rappers or something. Or like, so yeah, there is like this, like,
yeah, it was like a pop punk rap scenario thing.
Yeah, happening. And like even like there's even just fucking non-rap artists that also just all of a sudden you're like, oh yeah, you're doing like this. Wow. So it is interesting how that does exist and there is like an audience for it. I guess it's not going anywhere. Like you just said, it's like,
yeah, I mean, nowadays
probably tapping into the audience.
Yeah. Nowadays I feel like, I mean, even for the last however many years, I feel like things have come and gone in pop culture, but they've still always been around with certain listeners. And especially now with Spotify, I feel like nothing's going away.
Yeah, I mean, you know? It's like there's like always a fucking metal scene where like...
Dude, I know a lot of musician friends that love like progressive metal.
Yeah, what's that German band?
Shit is crazy, bro.
What's that German band that they could just sell out arenas and they play like metal?
Rammstein?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Dad flew them, I think.
Du hast.
Our dad's a pilot.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, you're right. It's and I get surprised when people, I mean, everything comes around usually anyway, but I guess one of my points is it and to what you all have said already to a point, it's so impressive and interesting how versatile you all are. Like we're talking about genre and I don't know even how much that's even a part of the conversation with you all, you know, maybe songs just drift somewhere. But you all do play with so many different genres in a way that does like sure bands, you know, beyond 20 years ago, that was everybody got locked into a sound and that's just what you did. That doesn't seem to be, you know, that's probably more, but it's still usually like people find something that's hard for them to break too far out of it. That doesn't seem to be the case for you all.
I agree with that. I think it's partially our upbringing and maybe like even more people that are in our generation's upbringing with like the internet, honestly. Also, we took like an extensive amount of dance classes growing up, and in dance class you have like all sorts of different genres all day long, like just blaring into your ears. So I think that has an influence on how like much music we listen to. But I think just in general, people nowadays aren't like, oh, I'm a rock person, or like, oh, I'm like, everyone listens to kind of everything. And I feel like that's kind of how people are sort of creating nowadays too. It's fun. I honestly don't understand how people create kind of like have like their same plugins and their same, because that's the most fun part for me is like snooping around to see what I can find, you know?
Now on the opposite end, like when you guys are touring, do you have go-to bands that you all listen to? Like when you're together?
Honestly, it's kind of similar to, I feel like, how we like still kind of make music. Like pre-show, we'll kind of be playing like vibes in the green room, and the genres are, it's a little less like, oh, here's one, like, oh, let's just play rap or like play like kind of more disco. It's like, it's more just a compilation of songs that all have like enough like vibration to them where it's a legit, it's and maybe people like will kind of get there more and more, but it's almost like it's like objective art rather than subjective. It's like legit, just like, no, this people like this. Like when you're, you know what I'm saying? It's almost like a DJ. Yeah. Like they're going to play something that kind of maybe is already it, or like somehow has did that thing, like has this these legs that maybe people kind of know it. It has enough of this thing.
The sauce.
Yeah. So it's like that all, like, and maybe, yeah, that's there almost isn't really a specific artist or band or like producer that like will kind of be playing. It's more, it's literally more, yeah, like what, yeah, what what like has the thing, I guess, which what we're always searching for in the studio, you know, you're always trying to.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with the Driver Era.
I'll only get I want to get real specific just on this question for the fun of it, you know, because everybody loves being put on the spot. If you got a go-to song that you really like to pump you up in that pre-show moment, does that exist?
I haven't been the song I'll play in my car now if I'm like, oh, you know what? I want a little like, just a little like, hey, wake up, man. I'll play a Kendrick Lamar, Lust. And it's like, I think something about, I think homie speaking some facts for a little. And it's like, oh yeah, that's right. Like, okay. And then I also just think kind of like the energy and production on that song kind of just like, all right, let's go. Let's get back in it. Pre-show, it's kind of always... is always changing. It's just like we kind of, we'll all just kind of hop around on, we got like a big Bluetooth speaker, like I'm talking the loudest thing. It's so sick. You can put it in any room and legit have a large party if you choose to. So we'll have that in our green room and we're just kind of vibing in there, and we just kind of pass the phone around to, like, you know, Dave, our drummer, Garrison playing keys, like just kind of whoever, like Ross will play some tracks. It goes from MJ to fucking Kendrick to Prince to fucking Led Zeppelin to Madonna to Drake. So it's again, it's just like, I don't know. You got one song, Ross?
No, I don't, man. It's so hard to pick one. It's hard to pick favorites in general for me, honestly.
That's a dumb question. I mean, I'm not saying I'm a dumb. Yeah, that was a dumb question. But
no. I can give you a song.
I told you my car song. So
yeah, I'll just give you a song. Why not? The song that I thought of for some reason was Pumpkin Machine Tonight. Right? Is that I Need You Tonight?
I think it's Need You Tonight. But there's like the Need version that was on Spotify, like, doesn't exist anymore. Something's weird.
Yeah, they're so mean. They took it off the internet.
It was like they did an edited version, but it like sounds different. I don't know.
No, yeah, I want the long one. I just want to sit in that drum loop for like an hour.
Well, at least there's one. At least there's that one.
It's, yeah.
I want to quickly ask, you know, so Live at the Creek is there. Now, I haven't seen this yet, but did I read it right? There's a documentary as well.
We'll see about that. I mean, you know, I mean, hopefully one day there'll be a documentary that's like. Yeah, for sure. That, I mean, if you make a documentary, that means there's interesting things happening. So definitely one day for sure. I'm not sure if it'll be this time around, though.
Yeah.
Personally.
If that happens or not, I probably won't be the one that's like trying to green light it and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of feels a little funny. Like, hey, can we get this fucking documentary going about myself, please?
Yeah, yeah, totally.
What the fuck? Who do you think you are? I'll be in the studio. God damn it. Give me the
studio. Call the studio and tour diary is what you call it. That's
okay, there we go.
Then
there
it's not a document. Well, it is, but you know, it's not about you saying, look at me. It's about saying, look at us.
Exactly. That's
totally.
I'll be in the stew, you know. If someone wanna bring a camera in, bring a camera in.
In the meantime, Live at the Greek's really fun. I really enjoy these new songs. Rumors get up my phone. I'm hoping this is all leading to something bigger. It feels like it is. I know you, what was the interview you guys did recently where you're talking about like you'd love to do 3 albums in a year, and whether that happens or not, I would still be there to listen to every one of them. So
that's
hell yeah. Thanks.
Yeah, no, that's I think because we kind of put that into the universe, it's like, all right, we probably have no choice now. We thought we had a choice. Now it's probably just gonna keep growing into that, and it's like
The material is actually there, honestly. It's like there's actually a fair bit of material that's it is possible. Rocky said it though. So if that doesn't come to fruition, blame Rocky for sure.
I'll take all the blame. I want all the blame.
Yeah, take the responsibility.
You know, I'll wrap up with this question too, because just because of what you said, it is interesting, because knowing that you have so much material, how are you why did you release these two songs? What was it about these two songs?
In this particular scenario, it was these songs were we felt comfortable playing for people, and they liked them a lot. So we, you know, people were like, "Let's go, let's put them out," and we were like, "Let's do it." Basically, but you know, they gathered a lot of excitement from people that are on the team or close to the team. So it just felt like a good time to release them.
Guys, thank you so much. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk about it all today.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for kicking it with us.
My thanks to Ross and Rocky, the Driver Era new single, Get Off My Phone. Thanks to you for checking out the episode. Hit that subscribe button before you get out of here so you can keep up with all the interviews. 3 brand new ones a week, new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org. Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And also, if you don't mind, give the series a rating and leave a review as well. After that, head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday. It starts at 6 p.m. Eastern. You get 4 hours of classic cuts from the 80s and 90s. You get the best in new music. There are bonus interviews, lots of music news as well. One of my recent shows featured classic cuts from Van Morrison, The Velvet Underground, Sheryl Crow, Bob Mould, R.E.M., Chris Cornell, Spiritualized, Angie McMahon, Echo and the Bunnymen, The Lemonheads, Catherine Will, FKA Twigs, Brittany Davis, Liam Bailey, Tori Amos, Tom Waits, Shannon and the Clams, The Who, Erasure, Billy Joel, My Morning Jacket, Ratbag, Kid Koala, The Libertines, The Killers, and my interview with Slater Kinney. Just an example of what you get every weeknight starting at 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on the old social media sites. The address is always the same. It's at Kyle Meredith. So I do hope you like and follow along. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith, and I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
I was clicking start video for like 5 minutes, it felt like.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone. But not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.